Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 74 of From Long Distance to Marriage. We're still in quarantine, coronavirus is still going on, so whatever. Hopefully you're making the most of it.
But hopefully it's almost over by now as well.
Hopefully, no, not hopefully, that's what you just said, you've infiltrated my mind. Today we're talking about scavenger hunts. So
Dates.
So the thing about lockdown and quarantine is, see, this is something where long distance couples are fairly sheltered from a lot of this disruption, because unless you were going to be visiting each other, it's almost business as usual in the sense that you're already long apart, distance, yeah. And everything else. So we'll talk about things you can do in this as well, but also we know that people who weren't long distance, as we said last week, you may live really, really close together, but because you're not allowed to see each other, you kind of feel long distance.
And thirdly, we talked about couples being smashed together in the same house or apartment a few weeks ago, because we're all just staying home all the time. Unless you're like a key essential worker, you might still be going out to work. And if you are, thank you very much. But yeah, so for those couples who, like us, are just still living our life together, but we're in the same house, our date life has taken a beating. You know, we usually go out to our favorite mall and grab lunch. We go to the movies. We'll go up to London to see friends, get something to eat, just have a day out up in London. You know, not every single week, but I'd say a couple times a month we have a really nice date evening or day. And that is suffering. Although you also know that we're a big fan of, you know, date nights at home.
Yeah. So what we're going to talk about today is the scavenger hunt date. And this, the reason we want to talk about this is because it works for both scenarios.
All three.
Both in the sense of if you're together or if you're not together. So, I mean, you did one years ago for me when we were physically, it was my birthday.
Small scale.
We were in the same house, in the same bed, you know, and it was my birthday. Woke up and you gave me a note. I think it was my card, was it?
I gave you a clue in your card, which then led you to, like, gift. You had, like, a few gifts on the bed, little gifts, and they were, like, numbered. I think it led you to gift one, and there was some clue in the card that made you had to find a certain page number in the book.
And I ended up in your pants and in
the cupboard. Yeah, let's see if we can remember this. So card led to the book. The clue in the book, I think I put like a post-it note between some pages. And yeah, then, God, I can't believe you said that. I forgot about that part. The post-it in the book led to a post-it in my panties that I was wearing, which led to, I think, the pantry in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you had to like find,
was it in the cereal?
It was in the pasta. I think there was another, not the one that had been in my underwear, a new fresh post-it with a clue. And then I can't remember where else, but ended up there was like a big storage closet downstairs, and his present was a huge office chair because he worked from home. It was like a big executive leather office chair, and it was in the cupboard. And then it was just a very miniature version of what we're going to suggest that you guys do.
Yeah, so,
but it was fun, it was exciting, it involved my pants.
Yeah, which is always good. So if you're, well, let's do this. If you're, let's pretend quarantine's not happening, it's business as usual, and you can go out and you know it's just whatever, then it's a really, really good opportunity to do things and basically send your other half on a hunt across town or the city or whatever. So that could be if you've had dates in the same town, you maybe, oh, we met at this bar, or that restaurant was our first date, and you know, you've got a favourite place to go for drinks, or you somewhere you go to see a show, whatever. You can set something up that involves them going to all of those places. So it's kind of a trip down memory lane. There's nice nostalgia to it. Plus, it earns you brownie points because it demonstrates that you remember all that stuff, and it's very romantic.
You just stole this from
Rules of Engagement.
Jeff and
Adam.
Adam, yeah, from Rules of Engagement.
I did. So a good idea is a good idea.
It is.
Doesn't matter where it comes from. So, that's one you can do when things are a bit more normal.
So what the format of this would be, so say it was you and me, for example. So what maybe I come home, there's a note, get dressed in this type of,
you know. Maybe a Saturday morning.
Yeah, or whatever. But I think it's kind of, you would have to remove yourself from the picture, whether it's like,
I'd have to be out.
Yeah, here's your coffee, babe. Like, love you. Here's a challenge. I'll see you later.
I mean, the ideal here would be that I would be the last place that I send you to.
So maybe I go
What would be really shit is if I send you on this massive scavenger hunt that ends back at the home and I'm watching TV.
Yeah,
and that would be like, oh, that was a great day, thanks.
But no, so say maybe it would be, the first clue would send me to our favorite breakfast place, and maybe they'd have coffee and a muffin waiting for me to go. And then they would give me the next clue bag.
That's the point, is there's two ways of doing that. The ultimate, I think, would be if you were able to liaise with people there and say, look, she's going to be turning up. Can you do this? Your previous clue would be talk to the woman with blonde hair behind the bar or whatever.
Well, it might even be, say, because you know I love Starbucks. It might be a clue that would lead me to Starbucks, and then you would have gone there beforehand or the day before and arranged, like, go in, you say, I'm Andrea, I'm here to get my breakfast or something, and they'd have a muffin and my favourite coffee waiting.
But if that's
that would have been paid for by
if
you.
If it's not possible, you know, not everyone would be willing to do that, or maybe there's too many people working there, you wouldn't know who's who.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find an alternative. Maybe it's, you know, look under the chair here, or you have to be a bit more creative about it. But yeah, the point is you'd go to that place, and then in each place lends you to the subsequent place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then it might, I'm just giving you ideas now, then it might lead me to my favorite park where I sit and have my coffee and muffin, and maybe there's a note under the bench that I'm, you know, and it just leads you and leads you, and maybe the end is, you know, a romantic lunch, I meet you at, you know, somewhere, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So that is definitely one way. There's another way to do it. That's really nice and kind of a spoiling someone. The other is where it's a challenge. So it might be where you each have a list that's slightly different, but the same number of points, you know, things you have to find or whatever, and do it more like a traditional scavenger hunt that you would do like at a slumber party when you were a kid, where you each have a list of 10 things you have to find. That might be a house with a red door. It might be a place that serves vegan something really random. It might, you know, so you have to each go out, but you're separate and you're doing it apart, and then you meet up at the end, and then whoever won has to buy drinks or dinner.
Yeah.
Or it could be you do it with another couple. So maybe Rich and I would do it, and then his sister and brother-in-law would have it, and then we'd have to almost like battle and compete against each other. So in terms of what you do, we'll include in the show notes some links to places online where you can find scavenger hunt lists. You could call a friend and have them put the list together for you. You could make each other's list, but don't be jerks to try and make yourself win, I think is the main thing. So that's when the world is normal again, and we can all go out of our houses and have fun and be together.
Yeah.
But we're not there yet.
No, so you can still do this while you're apart, and it just takes a bit more ingenuity. I'm sure you can probably make them online. Like, I'm sure there's something you can do online. Like, you know, you get like quiz builders and stuff. I wonder if you can have like,
well, we'll have a look.
What's the odds? Because then that could be really nice. Because if you made the questions and the answers, you could say, you know, oh, this was the place of your first date, and they have to put in the answer to unlock question two. You know, which was like, what were you wearing?
This is a great idea, but what if it doesn't exist?
Then we've got £1 million idea here.
A generator? Is that
what I'm sure there's like a scavenger hunt generator quiz builder type thing. I'm sure.
Wow. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, but you know, do it. Because the thing, what I like about it is, one, it's very different. Like anyone can sit down and play Xbox online together or your favourite game online together and have the group chats and stuff. And that's fine. Like, they're enjoyable. But they're impersonal. And what's nice about this one is you're saying, one, you're taking the time to think about it. And then you're demonstrating to the other person that you took the time to think about it, that you remember this stuff, that it's important to you. Which, from a relationship point of view, really helps strengthen things.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's if you're doing the first one we talked about, where it was like a bit more elaborate. If it's just, right, I'm going down this side of town, you're going down that side of town, you have to find...
But we're talking long distance here.
That's true, but even still, it could be like, you know, same thing, like walk around your neighborhood, find a fire hydrant, find a mailbox, find a house with a red door, find someone walking their dog, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be thoughtful. And if you do struggle with those kind of nostalgic things, then you can just do simple things that you might find.
I'll tell you, could do as well, is... while Amazon and stuff still delivering, is you can have something delivered to a nearby Amazon pickup point rather than it being delivered to their house. So they don't know that this thing's arriving for them. And then you have a scavenger hunt that sends them out and that ends there to pick up their present.
Okay. But do you think that's safe right now?
Why not?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to go, like, to the store if I didn't have to. Just
I mean,
to
pick that's, up a on, delivery. That's on everyone listening. Yeah, you find your own comfort point.
But that would work at normal time, too.
It's a possibility, is what I'm saying. So it's really, like, these are just some ideas we've come up with, and I think it's as limited as your imagination makes it, really.
Yeah, for sure. And then, so for couples like us, who are not long distance, but are kind of crammed in the house and not able to go to your favorite restaurants and cocktail bars and places for dancing or whatever it is that you like to do for your dates.
We never go dancing.
I would go dancing.
I would.
You don't dance. No. You danced at me. Sounds aggressive. With me at a couple weddings recently, and that was really fun. We had a great time.
Mm.
And I shot my booty at you.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, what you can do is still do that kind of simple list of things to find. So it might be find something yellow, find something old, find something that was homemade, you know, and just you both have to go through the house and find them together. So it'd be a really good one to have someone who knows your house, like a good friend or a family member, to say, hey, will you make us a list of like 10 or 15 things that we have to go through and find in our house, so you can do it for each other and compete, and whoever does it in the best time has to make dinner, you know. So there's all kinds of fun things, but you could still make it very thoughtful. It could be, you know, you the clues, kind of like what Rich's idea, that quite elaborate, really exciting scavenger hunt with its big date at the end. But it could be something more in the house, like...
In the house can be really fun, actually. Yeah. It'd be really complex. Like, you can make it quite hard, because it can be like, my favourite film. Then you've got to go and find the DVDs. Like, oh, fuck, what's it? Okay, that one. And you open the box, and in there, there's a note that says, you know, in your shoes that I hate, or something. Yeah. And then in there, there's something. And you can go all over the place, and then it could even go into the garden, and underneath a rock, underneath their favorite plant, is something you can really get.
And you could lead to old photo albums and the wedding videos and stuff like that. And
if you want to get rid of them for a while, put it up in the loft and then shut the door behind them.
Oh, that's charming, babe. I'm just saying, this is not what we wanted.
You said people are stuck at home, maybe they're like,
yeah, well, you'll be stuck in the loft, that's even worse.
It worked in Christmas Vacation.
It didn't really work, did it? It was bad.
He caught up on all those old films from his childhood.
He froze to death and he broke the ceiling.
Yeah, okay, put the heat on.
You ruin everything. So yeah, you could make that really sentimental. You could make it quick and easy. And yeah, the ending could be, you know, they find a recipe and that's the dinner you're going to cook together, or that they're going to be made, you're going to make dinner for them with that recipe. Could be whatever you want it to be. But I think, you know, we're in a unique position right now where we can try and make the best of a bad situation, and being creative will come into play and will be helpful with that.
Well, also, you had an idea a little while ago about like getting really dressed up regardless of what you're doing.
Yeah, that was a piece that we did a guest post for Sexy Marriage Radio.
Yeah, so the idea of that was even just cheap ideas at home. This was actually before quarantine kicked off. It just coincided with it. If you're looking for cheap or free date ideas at home, you know, order a pizza, but get really dressed up as if you're going out. So you can do that at home. Like, maybe, let's say the guy's doing it, and you can get an outfit you want her to wear, put it on the bed, do a little scavenge hunt that leads to that, and then from there it leads into the garden, and you're already out there, and you've already cooked dinner, and it's underneath those something to keep it warm. You know, but I don't know what...
Like the buffet thing?
Yeah, yeah. but the point is, you know, you've made dinner, and then it kind of requires enough space, I guess, that they don't know you've done that. Or maybe that even if they do know, it's not going to ruin it. If they know you're cooking dinner, but to them it's just always cooking dinner, and then it's, you know, you get sent on this little scavenger hunt around the house. Oh, okay, I'll put that on, and then it leads to the thing. And it's just a nice something different. So you can really adapt it to whatever the situation is.
Yes, you can, and you should. And I don't know, it's just a way to kind of break the, you know, I know everyone's having lots of movie nights and game nights and stuff, and that's great if you don't do them especially, but it depending how long this goes on for, it could get old pretty quick.
It could, and not everyone's really into just watching the films all the time, or I think the hardest thing for people is going to be the fact that you've gone from whatever your routine was to this being forced on you, and you know, like you said, it could go on a little while, or it's just anything new is going to be nice as well. And anything that requires some thought is going to kill some time, and it's going to show you that they put the thought in as well for you. So I think it works on multiple levels.
Yeah, and I know I've seen loads of stuff online about how, you know, adults' lives are really fucked right now, and children's lives are very affected too, because, you know, they're not at school, they're at home. But, you know, I've seen a lot of sweet posts from my friends that are parents saying things like, you know, let's make this a time that they look back and think, you know, yeah, there was scary stuff going on in the world, but all I knew is that my family was together, we got to sleep in, things are a little bit messy, but, you know, we got to play a lot. So this is a time where, you know, you can enrich your relationship, and you can think, oh, this is a time we really thought outside of the box and did creative things to make us feel closer or just have more fun, even though we were stuck in our house. So yeah. Do what you can to make it a little bit more enjoyable. I mean, we haven't done any exciting dates like that, but, you know, we've been working on projects together. We've been spending time out in the backyard around the fire pit, which we normally never have time to do. I've been cooking different meals and trying different things that makes our evenings together nicer. So there's tons you can do.
Yeah, there really is a lot you can do. And it's like we've been saying all through these different coronavirus and quarantine episodes that it's just trying to find that silver lining. And if you can do something together, like learn a new hobby together, just, you know, carve out a little bit of time. But yeah, I think the scavenger thing works so well because it can really be adapted to your situation, whatever it is right now.
And also, I think we all just want to feel closer to a time not that long ago when the world was a more normal place. And the struggle with that is that we can start to kind of forget what that looked like or romanticize it or just, you know, feel really yucky about it. And by doing one of the more nostalgic scavenger hunt dates, so this is going to probably be confined to, you know, your home, you know, going through memories and things like that. And if you're long distance, it might be, you know, there's still a way that you can be nostalgic if you're not together. You could somehow, they'd have to find a link to a Spotify list that you created for them of songs that made you think of them. You could link to the website of a band whose concert you went together. I mean, there's lots
you can put all that in the hunt too, because it can be like the clue is in the lyrics, maybe, you know, or maybe in the second paragraph of that website it's got a clue. Yeah, so this, you can tie everything in.
You can do this online, absolutely. There's, you know, you have to be a bit more creative, but you can absolutely do it. And you just need to use your wits.
Yeah, and, you know, we have more date ideas and things in our ultimate guide to long distance relationships.
We've got blogs on date ideas. What, in our guide?
Yeah.
Do you want to give it all away?
Yeah. What else we got in there? We've got the theme dates, we've got favourite nights, we've got general date ideas, we've got sex stuff in there.
Sex stuff, yes.
You know, so yeah, it's just if you're struggling with this and it's kind of new to you, or it's disrupted plans for you, then, you know, head over to our website. We've got loads of information that will help get you through.
And our blog, too. We have different date ideas, conversation starters, all kinds of stuff that can help you now.
And let us know if there's anything we haven't spoken about that you'd like us to, and maybe we will.
Absolutely. Hang in there, guys. Bye.